You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio West. I'm in Los Angeles. Back home in Chicago, we have Esmeralda Leon, Craig Collins, James Vickery. I want to give everyone a heads up. I'm going to talk about a body part that I know really makes people nervous. It makes them get all hinky. They start getting the whims, and they feel like they've heard something horrible. I want to talk to you guys tonight about elbows.
Oh, I wasn't prepared for that.
Wow.
Yeah. It is a strange body part. I mean, it's all bent. Like, you bend it, and it's got, like, this weight. Like, if you pull on the skin, you can have, like, a little change purse. That's a Jimmy McHugh joke. If you pull on that skin, like, you just put your arm out straight, you can pull on that skin, and it's, like, it's loose. It's weird, and it has there's no sensitivity to it. It's, like, you poke a hole through that with, like, with a sharp thing, with a sharp object.
Ew.
Dread is melted. Calm down.
It's gooey.
Isn't it weird? It's like all you never even thought about it before, did you? It's all stretchy.
Why is yours
gooey?
See,
nope.
Because it's soft. Because I use lotion.
Oh. See, and then, right, that's the other thing. Is some people get, like, dry elbows.
Yeah. Oh. I have one that is dry, and, yeah, it's problematic.
That's the worst. And mine get dark, too, if I don't scrub them real good, just because I'm a little browner.
This is why you like the same way. For some reason the elbows and the knees, they always are darker. Yes, so much darker than I think. And I always, like, when I was a kid, I would scrub them because I thought they were dirty, but it was just like dry skin.
Oh yeah, my mom would tell me, she's like, you have to scrub harder, and I'm like, oh, okay, great. Bleeding, is that enough?
No wonder,
see, this is perfect.
No wonder your bathtubs are so full of scrubbing those elbows.
Bloody, I was making borscht with mine.
See, now we put people off of bathtubs again. There was a night, actually it was an afternoon, it was a late afternoon, Craig, when we set the record for saying the word that people really hate, a body part that people just can't seem to stand the sound of. And the reason I said elbows is because I really think that the word vagina is not horrible. It's a body part, and people attach all these horrible things to it as far as ideas, and then we have to use nicknames. There's no nickname. Is there a nickname for your elbow? Does anybody have a nickname for their elbow? Anyone?
My bow.
No.
No.
Your bow?
Oh, I like that. Well, now there is. Yeah.
And you know, and the thing is...
Sorry, I scratched you with my bow.
Pardon my bow. I'll get my bows all up in this fight.
Wow, I'm all bows tonight. Sorry about that. Yeah. So I'll make bow jokes.
See? Can you insult somebody with your elbows? This is where we've come with women's body parts, right? We use it as, like, we use a C word.
Right.
Even the presidential candidate, what's his name? Oh, Donald Trump. That's his name. He said the P word. And by the way, please don't text us and ask us what the P word is, because I don't like that word just because it's got too many S's, I think, is really the problem I have with that.
If you don't know what it is,
right?
It's too late now.
Esmeralda.
You've gone past the point of not, you're done. You don't get to know.
There's no help for you. I was at a comedy club in San Antonio that week when Donald Trump said that word. There was a woman in the crowd who called Ted Cruz that word. And rather than just let it, he could have just let it go, he repeated it.
Yep.
He said, well, I'm just repeating her. I didn't call him that. I was just repeating that word. But that's an insult.
Child.
I know.
Do you realize that? He is like a child.
But you're right. The fact that it's an insult.
It's an right, girls. Although so is calling a guy the guy part, calling them a penis, but they'd call them the thing. On radio, I can actually say that word, but I'm not gonna, because I think it should be held to the same sort of level as the C word. But you can say that word on national television on primetime. I remember watching 2 1/2 Men, our friend Mark Roberts, who wrote for that show. I've got to ask him about this sometime, because the things that they got away with on that show are pretty impressive. But they use the male body part for each other. This is getting a weird conversation. But anyway.
You want this conversation to get even weirder? We got Trucker Dave on the line.
Okay. Hey, Trucker Dave.
Hey, Patty. How are you liking L.A.?
Oh, it's if I didn't have to drive so much, it would be better.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not raining there like it is here.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's chilly.
You were talking about the skin fold on the elbow, and strangely enough, it's referred to as a weenus.
Is it really?
Yes.
What?
This can't be real.
W-E-N-I-S.
Wait. See this? I'll see how this comes. I didn't even plan for this.
Are you pulling our leg, truck, or Dave?
Are you pulling our
penis?
I'm not kidding. My oldest daughter, she's a CNA, and when she was taking her classes, they talked about that, and she came home and said, "Feel my weenus." I'm like, "Excuse me?" And she stretched her arm out, and she goes, "Yeah, this skin right here, that's what it's called. It's called the weenus."
You are
is,
right.
In fact, the extra skin on the outside. Yeah, we're all Googling it.
In Yahoo, disturbing images come up, I will just warn you.
Weenus images?
Of things, yeah.
Wow.
Of weenuses?
You know, okay. I now think there is a new Pretty Late shirt that we have to make. Are you pulling my weenus? I really like that one. Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. Are you pulling my weenus?
Are you pulling my weenus? I think we might have to have a segment. Are you pulling my weenus?
That would be great.
Thank you, Trucker Dave.
And that's all because of Trucker Dave. I think Trucker Dave deserves a Lou Malnati's pizza.
All right, let's give him a pizza.
I don't qualify.
Right. Oh, you won something recently?
Oh, you've won recently?
Yeah.
Wow, that's some honesty.
I know.
Now stop giving us such good ideas, Trucker Dave.
Well,
I mean, you gotta.
You know, that's what you get for having loyal listeners. You gotta be. You gotta support the troop.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Well, that's what we could do. We could give it to we have some friends that work with maybe the Rags of Honor. Maybe we send over the Lou Malnati's in your name, a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, and when we do finally make the Pulling My Weenus shirt, we will send him one for sure.
Absolutely.
All righty.
Okay. There we go, and maybe we can have the rag. No, the Rags of Honor probably shouldn't. They shouldn't make that shirt. They make shirts.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe
what
not.
Doyle about
yeah.
this.
You could do it back to back with what's in the box.
See, I like that. Are you pulling my weenus? Maybe we change the weekend wind up title. No, that has its own title. We'll figure it out. But you've set us in a great direction. Thank you so much.
All right, you enjoy your stay in L.A.
Thank you. There you go. Now we know. Now we know that's what that's called.
Patty, we have Chris on the line. He's got another segment idea.
All right.
Hey, Patty.
Yes, what's going
on,
Chris?
Patty, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I think you should call it Weenus Envy.
Oh, nice. Weenus Envy. See, this works out very well.
312-981-7200. What should our weenus segment be called?
Do you think we'll get in trouble? Because now every time we say it, we have to go, no, that's the skin on your elbow. People aren't going to believe us, Craig. We have to make sure that everyone's aware.
Right. Now, that's
definition.
Why we get the T-shirts and stuff. We're really going to start to bring awareness to weenuses.
Should we also weenus have
awareness.
One that says...
Weenus awareness.
Should we have one that says your weenus is showing?
Cover your weenus.
Cover your weenus.
You're such a weenus. Oh, this is too much.
Yeah,
it's cold out. Cover your weenus.
And it's good because it works as an insult because no one, that's not a great part of the body.
We can use it for all different seasons. There's so many applications here.
And it's gender neutral. This is fantastic. We have, and maybe people are already using this. I don't want to feel like I've discovered this. If anyone's already been doing this, Chris, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
No problem.
There you go. Weenus envy. These are all good things.
Can I say, though, when people have dry weenuses?
Yeah.
It's the worst. No, when you see people like their arm, you're like, gross. Because it just looks like.
I will say, I have a beautiful weenus. It is. Look at Craig.
I got two beautiful
weenus. Just the one?
I got two.
Just
one. Has two. Now, wait a minute. If you notice somebody has an ugly weenus, do you tell them about it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because what are they going to do about it?
No, don't be judgy about people's weenuses. Yeah. You gotta leave a weenus alone where you
I'm
see
all
it.
About telling people if you have like a pimple or something, like letting someone know if in case they don't know. And so if you had a bad weenus, you should be informed.
Pretty sure they know they have a bad weenus.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Although you don't know. Not everybody checks their weenus. More after this on 720 WGN. I mean, that's written for me to. How do you not stop?
Yeah, I have no idea. That was great.
I don't even know what that meant. Right. What was that?
I'm gonna go with meatballs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I would
Round
assume.
The
I guess it's only. Yeah. I guess that's really.
Those are the only real balls in Chicago you can eat.
Yeah.
Well.
We have Dan on the line. He wanted to give us more weenus ideas.
Please, Dan. Please give us some more weenus ideas.
Hey, I was thinking just copy some of the marketing slogans that are already out there, like, say, the dairy, you know, want weenus, or, like, from Intel, weenus inside.
I'm sorry.
Took a dark turn.
These are really good ideas. No, these are really good ideas, Dan.
These are excellent ideas. What else you got? I don't know what, I don't know the other marketing. I was going to go with got weenus too. That's the milking one. I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah.
Yep. I love it. Thank you. Did you know it was
I do Intel.
Okay, weenus Intel. Inside. So did you know that the skin on your elbow was called a weenus? Or is that new to you?
No, I'm kind of surprised about that, but I was also surprised that you don't really have much feeling in it either. So
right. It's sad that our weenuses are so numb.
Yeah.
Wake up your weenus.
I got to agree with you, Patty.
I think it's a waste of real estate when it comes to nerve endings. I mean,
use my weenus more often.
Exactly. Right? Use it or lose it is what I use it or lose it when it comes to your weenus. Thank you, Dan. We've gotten. I know. Yep. Thank you, Dan, for joining.
I feel like you have to, you know, use your weenus the right way. It's not just that
absolutely.
You use it. Yeah.
So how do you use it?
I think there's a lot of skill behind using your weenus.
Yeah. Don't be willy nilly with your weenus.
Right.
Mine is especially dry today. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
The right one.
James, I have some lotion.
Hold on, James.
I really during
grabbing his weenus in studio. James,
look at that.
Put your weenus down.
My weenus.
Need to exfoliate.
Oh, no, my weenus is in good shape. I think it's because of my bubble bath today. I think that I took good care. That took care of a lot of problems.
I wonder, can you get your weenus waxed?
From the 708, if you play with your weenus, you will go blind.
I'll bet that's true.
Because it's at the end of your arm?
From the 224, right? you can't tell your butt from your weenus. From the 262, do women really care about the size of a man's weenus?
Well, if it's like dangling,
yeah,
you know, if it's, like, yeah. Except if it's excessive, I mean, I'm not
right.
impressed.
You want a very firm weenus. You
no, yeah, no one wants a dangling weenus.
Taut. You want it taut, even. T-A-U-T.
And average is fine, too. Average.
Yeah, average is fine. Excessive is. For those just joining in, just tuning on, you know, into WGN Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, the skin on your elbow, that loose skin, is called your weenus. So everyone with two arms has two weenuses.
Chris has another thing he'd like to say about weenuses.
Okay. Hey, Chris. What do you want to tell us?
This is a different one, a different Chris than the one before, but can you kiss my the boo-boo on my weenus?
And Chris is gone. Thank you so much for the call, Chris.
There you go.
Thanks,
kiss
Chris.
My weenus. Yeah, yep. See, that's a different campaign. That's where we're going to get in trouble right there, it seems. Mm-hmm. And then we could also do song titles. You're the wind between. Wait, the wind beneath my weenus? No?
I don't know.
Another one bites the weenus? No?
Wow, it's only 11:30 for you on the West Coast.
Craig, are you okay? Craig really does. He does not like when we
no,
get
we're
into,
doing
into
great.
Lyrics of songs.
Yeah. It's okay. It's weenus songs are fine.
While my weenus gently weeps.
I think Patty liked that one.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think we definitely need a Prince tribute, you know, purple weenus.
Raspberry weenus.
This is what it sounds like.
You know that song, Little Red Corvette, is all about sex. Did you guys know this?
Yeah. Or it could have been about elbow skin. You don't know. By the way, before I forget this, you sent me a picture tonight, Mr. James Vickery.
Oh,
and
I
cannot believe it. John Slattery. Your wife hung out with John Slattery?
She did.
I have to look that up.
She's still your
Silver
wife?
Fox of Mad
I know.
Men?
Right? Roger Sterling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a cool picture.
Can I say what she's got going on? She's in another episode of?
Of Love on Netflix.
Hey!
Yeah.
They brought her back.
Brought her
that
back.
That means that there was a clamoring for her.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and,
that means that someone was like, bring that girl back. We want her.
Big couple
People
weeks. And then Brooklyn Nine-Nine just aired.
Yes. Everyone was very excited. I did not get a chance to see it. It looked like she was playing a nurse. Yes.
I did. I saw it. It was great.
Yeah, it's cool. Season finale.
She jumped in the scene and she wanted to help and the whole thing was a lie.
Yeah.
So it was very funny.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a good scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
So.
And so how many episodes? Is it one more episode of Love for her?
Yes. Yep. As far as I know.
What did she say about John Slattery?
And super nice.
Did she get his number so we can give him a wake up call?
I don't know if she got his number. Now that you say that,
you don't know. That's not good, James.
I assume.
You gotta ask her about his weenus.
Of course.
By the way, I think later on our wake up call has to go to Steve Cochran just to tell him about our discovery of the origin. Well, what a weenus is. I think he'll enjoy that as a voicemail.
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
When I think of weenuses, I think Steve Cochran.
Save it for the voicemail.
Yep, save it for the voicemail. Oh, by the way, I have a funny story from when you guys called me. You did the wake up call while I was in.
Yes.
I was actually in San Francisco. I would have answered. I just didn't know the phone had rung. But at the time, and I got permission to tell the short version of the story. But the situation I was in when you called, I was in a hotel room in San Francisco. Kristen and our friend of ours, we had all overindulged. But our friend here in particular had overindulged. She was throwing up in the bathroom of this hotel room. It was a great time. We had so much fun, though, that she said she would do it all over again, even knowing she'd get sick. That's how much, you know. But it's like one of those nights where it's like someone's paying for this. This is too much fun kind of thing. So she was throwing up in the bathroom. They slept in the bed in this hotel room. I slept in a chair all night.
You were such a gentleman.
Isn't it such a gentlemanly thing? And then got coffee in the morning. But that's the situation I was in when you called. I wished I had answered.
I think you made the right choice out of respect for the woman who was suffering. Oh, man.
She's all
that's
good,
one of
though.
Those things. Well, that's one of those things where you hope you never do that again. And well, I'm glad that she had fond memories of it. More after this when we come back. I'm Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.